Blog Talk Radio.
About entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome to the show. Good morning, Coach Cassandra, my awesome co-host. How are you?
I am glad to be here today. How are you, Coach Lalisa? So good to hear your voice.
Hold on.
Wow, we've got a great show lineup, and I am excited. Folks, don't forget to hashtag AAE show so we can know what's going on, know what you're thinking, answer questions. Oh, yeah, it's happening today. Welcome, All About Entrepreneurs audience. Yes, Coach, what an exciting day.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
We have awesome.
Yes, he is. Yes. You know, we have an awesome day prepared for you. We have two amazing guests. Coming to the show this morning. We can't wait to introduce them to you, present them. Coach Cassandra, I tell you, this is a great, great waking up morning.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it is. This is the day the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. You know, it's a decision. Things can seem like they're falling apart, and things can be falling apart, but, you know, it's all in your attitude. It's all in knowing that God's got it, whatever it is. You're going to get through it. You're going to make it. And I tell you, it's just sometimes it's just one moment at a time saying, God, I trust you. God, I know it's going to be all right. And it is. And it is. He never fails. Thank goodness we know that our Father never fails, that He is with us, He has our back, and He's got you too. So whatever is going on, you know, just decide to power up and kick it, no matter what it is. Kick discouragement, despair, hopelessness. Know that we have a faithful Father, and as we continue, it's about continuing, as we continue to look to Him, as we continue to read our Word, as we just continue to put one foot in front of the other each and every day, it's going to be okay. And you've tuned into the right place. We want to encourage you. We want to empower you and motivate you to know that our God is faithful, 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 faithful. And as an entrepreneur, as a person that is dreaming about getting your vision, your purpose, your plan off the ground, God got you. God got this, and you're going to make it through. So that's what's so exciting that, you know, the Bible tells us to encourage one another daily. That's something that we need to do every day. Let me ask you, who have you encouraged today? Who are you planning to encourage? Do you have any plans to encourage someone? And if you don't, you know, just make it up in your mind. You're going to pick up the phone, maybe Facebook, or text someone an encouraging word, and you will be amazed. It has a boomerang effect. Every time I encourage someone else, I feel better. I feel like I've eaten the breakfast of champions when I've been into the Word of the Lord, when I've spent time with the Father. Oh, my gosh, it really does make a difference. So I encourage you to do the same thing. And today we have guests that have an encouraging word that are going to be ready to come in and give us just what we need. And, Coach, I don't know if they're ready or if you're ready to introduce them, but we are definitely looking forward to that lineup. So you be encouraged today. You know, and you got to understand that Father is with you, He is for you, and He, you know, He's not going to let you down. The Bible says that all things, not some things, all things are possible with God. And we know there is a timing for those things to come forth. But as you believe God, as you make the plan, write the vision, as you do what you know to do, put one foot in front of the other, God will pick you up and carry you to the next thing, to the next thing, as you are faithful to do the one thing. Have you done that one thing yet? You know, we want God to do His part, but what are we doing for Him to, you know, do His part? And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It may take time, but as you are faithful, 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 it will occur. You know, the Bible says that God is not a man that He should lie. So He said it, He spoke it, and it is so. I mean, if He did what it took to bring you into the earth, there is purpose in all that you go through, purpose in your pain, purpose in you going through your go-through to get to the other side, and you will get through. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I am expecting God to do what He says He's going to do, and it is well with our soul. So, yep.
Well,
is Coach?
Yes, well, Coach. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, loud and clear. You're sounding good.
All right. Well, our guest, our first guest up this morning, we are bringing to you, we have a double header today, so we have two guests today. Our first guest is an awesome woman we're going to interview, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about this woman, and it's going to seem like a lot because she really has done a lot and has gone through a lot, and we don't have adequate enough time to really tell you all about her. I'm going to tell you where you can find out more because you're going to want to know more about her. And then if our other guest is ready today, we'll also talk to him probably closer to about 7:30, 7:35. So we are just excited about today. I love it when we have these double headers. Two very, very powerful people from what I could glean from their bios. So our first guest, and thank you, Coach Cassandra, for that motivational pump this morning, because, you know, we need that motivation and encouragement and inspiration for those of you who are on your way to work or on your way into the business or on your way to take care of business. Whatever you're going to do this morning, take that spirit of inspiration and motivation with you. And my first the first people we want to introduce to you, she is absolutely no stranger to motivation, empowerment, and encouragement. She's absolutely no stranger to entrepreneurs. She has worked, well, first of all, let me just say, she herself is an entrepreneur extraordinaire. She has been in the same business for 38 years, but we'll find out when she gets on exactly when she started that business. But I believe she started that business somewhere back in 1976. That's right. Some of you weren't born. Some of you were just getting out of high school. Some of you were just going into high school and all these different things. But she has started that business in 1976. They've been in business, her and her husband. I met her husband, and she can tell you more about that situation if she has time. But I met this woman. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus. Her husband, a pastor for many, many years, and they together started their own Christian bookstore. Now, let me tell you, in a very nice community right here in New Jersey, I met her when I wrote my first book and had to go and try to get my book in a bookstore. I went there right away. After she read the book, she said, sure, you could put your books in here. I fell in love with the woman ever since then, and have been dealing with her ever since then on many other levels and on many other things, not just me going there selling my books. She's a true woman of God. She's a good friend. She's a prayer warrior. She will encourage you. She's a part of one of the largest booksellers association in the world. She's been a part of that for years. She attends conferences all over. Oh, my God. There's so many things that I could get into that they've done. She sponsors events. She holds all kinds of events right there in her bookstore. Many gospel singers, preachers, apostles, teachers, you name it. They've come through her store. They've done events. They've performed, they've appeared, they've signed books. She does book signings almost every weekend, it seems like. She has a big one coming up in May 3rd. I think the biggest book signing she's ever had. And, I mean, she has books, all the books you would expect to find in any Christian bookstore, whether it be from T.D. Jakes all the way down to Little Lalisa. She's got every book in and between. And, by the way, just to let her know, her phone line is open, and so we definitely, before I read more about this powerful woman, I want to just say good morning and let her say good morning to you. Good morning, Minister Patricia Williams.
Good morning to you. I'm so glad to be able to hear your voices this morning. It's a blessing.
Yes, Coach Cassandra and myself,
yes.
We host this every morning. Yes, Minister Patricia Williams, I can't say enough about you, but I do want to say just a few more things, if you all will permit me to do that. This woman, yes, she is the Crossroads of Life Christian Bookstore located in Hillside, New Jersey. And again, competitive prices, phenomenal service. You're not going to get a better atmosphere. And I've been to a lot of bookstores, Christian bookstores. Listen, You go up in there, trust me, take your tamarind, take your offering, because trust me, you're going to have church. You go up there, and you're not going to leave right away. Minister Pat, you know I'm not making any of this up. How many times? I don't even go by her store if I got short time, because I know I'm not going to be there for a minute unless she's not there. Now, she's not there. I mean, there's other people there now that I would still be there for a while, but if she's there, girl, we're going to have church. Somebody's going to get healed. There's going to be deliverance. She's got church in the bookstore, I'm telling you, in Hillside, New Jersey, though they also pastor a separate church. But I just have so much fun there, and I'm so glad that even my little grandson, only 7 years old, 87, last weekend he wanted him a Bible. He said, I want a children's Bible with all the books in it. He didn't want one of the ones with just some pictures and whatnot. He wanted with the words, with the scriptures, with the chapters of the Bible. So my husband took him where? To Crossroads of Life Christian Bookstore. And they served my grandson up. He came back all proud with his Bible and his little bag. So she's touching generations, and she's been there over 30 years. I know close to 38, if not more, but she'll confirm that. So Pat, she's a minister of the gospel. But let me tell you why May 3rd will be her biggest book signing that she's had in that store ever. And that's because after 38 years of promoting powerful, powerful authors, Christian authors, not just out of New Jersey, but around the country and internationally, for the first time, and she's a smart woman, awesome woman, has worked at the college, has helped students, many other things. She has a beautiful daughter, grandchildren. Let me tell you, an awesome grandson. I met her whole family. Her sister, powerful woman. Oh, my God. This lady, I can't say enough about her. Her husband, definitely an awesome man of God. But let me tell you, this lady has her own book now. After all these years, let me tell you, she never was, you know, thinking of what other people were doing, and she was just helping people. And she expressed that she's been healed. She has a supernatural healing testimony. But I'm telling you, now she has her own book. She's going to tell us about that book and tell us about the event. So I introduce to some, present to others, none other than the phenomenal, awesome, amazing Minister Patricia Williams. Thank you so much for joining us today, Patricia, and telling us about your book, telling us your story, talking about your business, tell us about your family life, how you got started. Just tell us everything you know. No, I'm just kidding. You are amazing to me, Minister Williams. And we share the same last names, so that means you're my cousin, according to my husband, where I got the name. He says every Williams, including Billy D, is our cousin. So you're my cousin, too. So go ahead.
Praise God. Praise God. To God be the glory. I tell you, just on that introduction, you know, God be the glory. Because like you say, every time I hear things like that, I'm like, oh, boy. But God is. Because everything that we're about, everything that we do, if it wasn't for the grace of God, we wouldn't be able to do it. So that's my testimony. I just thank God for this opportunity. As I mentioned to Minister Lisa, the main thing I was excited about is that I would be able to come on her show and share my book first. And that was a blessing. Because I'm one of those people who's so encouraging over the years and always come by the store. And when she comes with an agenda to make sure that we talk and that if I'm not there, she'll let me know and come again. But we just thank God. I just want to say in terms of, and you direct me with questions too, because this is my first interview on this radio,
right.
I should say. I was on one show one time with you before, but it's a long time ago.
Praise God.
When you were on some other radio station at the time. But anyway, this is awesome that what you all are doing and encouraging entrepreneurs. Because in this day and age, it is such a struggle to stay open, not only to see your visions come alive, but to keep them alive. And only by God's grace will that happen, because so many of the bigger, mega businesses have gone out of business and having to take down the sign. But I just thank God everything that we're doing. I tell anybody, if you're going to start business, make sure your first partner is the Lord, because he's the only one will sustain you through the things that you're going to have to go through to stay in business, especially in business. It's not a whole lot of people giving you money out there to start Christian businesses. In 1976, we found that to be true, that we had an idea, and I never thought of going into business. I was very content with, being a counselor and teacher, and I said, well, this is great. But the Lord had other ideas. And early on, my husband and I, as we would go forth, and he was a young minister, we would go to other churches, and he would preach, and I'll try to make a long story short. we would see the conditions of the Sunday school. A lot of them didn't have Sunday school, or all the kids in together, and it just bothered my heart and my spirit. He had been a Sunday school teacher also, so we were always looking to see something exciting happening with our children, because this is our legacy. And the Lord started touching our hearts that, well, you know, if it bothers you, why don't you do something about it? So we started what we call a Sunday School Success Workshop, and we used our home church, and we shared with some of the other churches where he had preached, and that's how it began. But the thing was that there were books and resource materials that we thought that people should have, and we only had what we had, and we would try to bring a few extras sometime. We'd tell them to go to the Christian bookstore, and it wasn't many around in the area at all. And they would have to go out sometime to Plainfield or other places. There was no internet and all those other fantastic things today that we have. So what that made us start to think, well, a lot of people said, well, okay, we'll get it. They never got it, or, you know, it was too much of a hassle to find what they need. So one year we were coming from Georgia on our trip home at Christmas, and the Lord spoke to his spirit, spoke to mine. We started to talk. So, well, you know, if we're going to do something about it, maybe we need to open a bookstore. And I'm like, whoa, okay. And that's how it kind of started. I always loved books. Wanted to be a librarian when I was a kid and forgot all about it. And the Lord had a dream. And my husband said he always wanted to go in business, never knew what he wanted to do in business and was taking business, but he knew that there was some business for him. So the Lord just took those things and put them together. So whatever dream you have, I can just say, just pray, put it in God's hand, and he will make it happen. So that's kind of how we started. No big plans, you know, before, but God had put the seed in us, and that's what it's about.
Wow, that's amazing. And you all been in business now 38 years. And like you said, you know, this is, go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's it, I'm sorry.
This is your 38th year?
Yes.
That's a long time, and you've all kept your doors open. It's a wonderful bookstore. You have a lot of, you know, it's a large area, and on a nice, you know, nice street. You have, you know, parking right there on the side and also parking on the street. And, you know, I know you've had some challenges in your business, and you've helped so many people. So how does it feel? And I know you have your brand awesome new book. And you're going to tell us a little bit about that book, about where people can actually go and find out more about it. But how? What is this book about? Tell us the name of your book and what the book is about without telling us everything that it's about. Obviously, we're going to go get the book and read it ourselves. But why did you write, I should say, the name of the book, why you wrote the book?
The name of the book is The Power of Prayer and Scripture Healing. That is The Power of Prayer and Scripture Healing. And God really just gave me this book out of what I was going through in my life. I had many challenges in health, trying to balance, as people say, working at the college and trying to help my husband with a starting business. And then he was called to pastor Second Baptist in Belleville, and it just got to be so much. And then as children, you know, child came into our life, you know, you have a whole lot going on. And the stresses that you're under, you're not even aware sometimes because they're so normal to you until health issues start to develop. And I was very tumor-prone even early in our marriage because it was like, if God gave me something to do, I wanted to see it to the end. I had a level of excellence in my own spirit, but I hadn't learned how to balance it with how you deal with your health. And I'd miss meals, do, you know, whatever I had to do, just to do what I thought was God's will. And then the Lord really started to deal with me the more as these issues kept coming back in my life. that if I was going to do his will, I had to learn how to take care of myself more than the health, the spiritual, and all of emotional, all of that work together. And mm-hmm. out of that, the last time that I was ill,
mm-hmm.
I really started asking God, Lord, what I need to do different. Because if I'm going to get different results, I need to do something different.
Mm.
And started dealing with me. And one of the ways was through the scriptures, seeing what plans he has for us. And we know that he wished that we should prosper and be in health even as our soul prosper. So
mm-hmm.
from that, one friend in the Lord, an older lady, had seen me, and she came, she was talking to me, and she gave me a folded piece of paper with some scriptures on it. And mm-hmm. She said, read these. This will help you. So I started to look at them, and it was scriptures on the front, on the back. I'm like, what in the world? She just wrote down where to find them, you know. And I was like, there's a whole lot of scriptures. But I took it back home, and as I went through that last challenge, I started to look them up, read them.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was mm-hmm. reading them, I started writing them down and seeing that reading through them was giving me strength and to deal with what I had to deal with. And I didn't think that, you know, I've been picked at or picked on, because so many times you wonder in life, if you're trying to do God's will, why is all this sickness? And then other people are telling you, well, you're a Christian, you shouldn't be, you know, how they are sick. You should be able to speak to the sickness and it walks, you know, it gets up off of you, and all kinds of things you hear different people say. And then there you are suffering, and yet you know you're doing God's will. So from those kind of situations, the Lord led me to write this, start to write this book. And it's been in many
wow.
seasons. Look, I have started with just the verses, and then the Lord had me to not only read the verses, but the Lord said, give me praise. Give me praise, even if you can't see it, give me praise. And then the Lord had me to record it. And during my last illness, I was able to listen to it again to remind myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord started saying, this is something you need to share with others who are going through, that even though the righteous are afflicted, I
mm-hmm.
deliver them out of them all. He heals them. You know, we're going to go through a lot. And that's got to be the consolation, that you don't know what you're going to go through in this. So this book really was not the type of book I thought I was going to write.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was going to write a Christian education. And God said, not. I said, God, I'm not qualified to write a book like this. He said, yes, you are. I'm going to qualify you.
Amen.
Over the years now, I have used many of these scriptures with different people who were ill, with my husband who had quadruple bypass surgery, with people at my church, other friends, my mom who
mm-hmm.
was very, and I allude to some of these things in the book. But this book isn't just for physical healing. It's for emotional or whatever, mental, anything you are going through, God said this book is for. And this is the scripture that helps people to understand it a little bit better. This is a powerful book. And God kept telling me, this is a powerful book. And I'm like, God, I'm just a little person writing a book. This is my first book. And you want me to say powerful? He said, it's powerful because I'm behind it. I'm the one that will make it happen. This is a powerful book. I said, well, let me write this. So I put, this is a powerful book that teaches you how to rely on God's word for your healing in any circumstance, whether it's physical or emotional or spiritual. It combines the power of prayer with daily scripture readings to bring you into a closer relationship with the Lord and strengthen your belief in his word. And this is a, what we call a user-friendly kind of book that you have daily scripture readings. And you have a place that you can write in your thoughts as God works with you on different issues in your life. And that this book will be a constant resource. It's not a one-time book that you just read it and say, okay, I'm done. But you can use this as you go and visit someone in a hospital, or someone's going through depression or going through some spiritual issues, they can use this book. And it has also tips on fasting, prayer, physical diet that will help you in healing the whole person. And then the Lord said at the end, I want them to evaluate what they have learn from my word. So he gave me some questions and a little chart where you can take a look at yourself and see, when did I start feeling God's healing as I read the word? When did I notice? Because healing is something that sometimes it takes a while for you to see that God has delivered you, even though you're praying. And one day you get up and you feel better and your mind is operating more properly, and you're not as stressed out as you used to be. So God said, I want them to look at it so that they can share their witness with someone else and help somebody else. So I pray this book will be a blessing, because it has been over 10 years that I have worked with one part of the book, put it aside, another part of the book, put it aside, and the enemy, even down to this last part, he's been attacking me. Since the first of the year, since I sent this book in, you wouldn't believe. I've had shingles. I've had colds coming on me. But the Lord, every time I pulled out his word and said, God said, if this book is going to be real, you're going to have to be a testimony. So that's the way it is. And the same thing, if they're going to be an entrepreneur for God, they're going to have to be a testimony. How the Lord delivered them. And how the Lord keeps the doors open. And as our sister was saying, my husband just recently passed away. Now it's a little over 2 years. And we were a team in there, and that was another emotional break in, you know, because he was really my partner but my best friend. But God showed me, you know who the best friend is. He is. God says, your physical person might have gone, but I'm still with you.
My God.
The Lord says to keep on, and that he would keep the doors open. So I tell people I live on Grace and Mercy Boulevard because it's God's grace and mercy that I'm able to go forth, but you need the Lord. Make sure that whenever you go into business that your vertical relationship with the Lord is strong. Because the things that will come against you as a Christian and as you go forth are going to be mighty. But the forces of God is always mighty. And that's really my testimony, how God is keeping me, keeping our staff, and raising up people around me to help. Thank God for a supportive daughter, son-in-law, and family, sisters, and others that are supportive. And I also thank God for that the Lord left another sister here, and I told you this, Minister Lalisa, I told you this one time, how just before we left on vacation, and this is to show you how God takes care of us, even when we go through what we call tragedies in our lives, that one of the other authors that we've been working with and supporting all the years that also does publishing work like you do, Pastor Rebecca came in the store, and she was asking, how's that book? Because she's always asking about the book, and you another one. You know, like you always there to encourage me, you know, like don't give up. And she asked about it, and my husband turned right around to her and said, will you see that she finishes that book? Now, only God knows that with less than a month from that time, he would have passed away. And came back, and she says, now, sister, I'm going to let you rest a while. She said, but I promised God that I would be of help. I promised God, and I told your husband that I would help you. So she was there to encourage and help me edit through some of the things. So I just thank God that God will put people in your life that will help you do his will if you are committed to do it. And like you said, we are a work in progress. Every day I have to get up and command the morning, because you have to put God first, always. If you're going to keep a business, if you're going to be successful in life and in anything, you got to put God first. And I thank God for putting people like you and others in my life, and that continue to encourage. So we're going to have this book, and in closing, my little portion, unless you have questions for me, I wanted to say that we have planned an outreach, which this is the second annual day that we are having. We call it the second annual Crossroads Lifetime Achievement Fair. And it's a tribute to my husband, who really was in there working many, many years while I was working at the college, carrying on the business, and until I was able to come in. So that day, we're planning to have, it's a day of fun, fellowship, and shopping, and it will start Saturday, May the 3rd, from 10 to 5. And the thing is that the portion where I'm working and where people have the book signing, it starts around 12 o'clock. We will have like two people that we have a lifetime legacy photo gallery. So we enter people in that have sown into the ministry, have been working in the community. So this year we have one that is deceased and also one that is active in pastoring over 40 years that will be honored that day. And this is just a little announcement. Maybe I'll read it like it is on the paper, if that's okay.
Go right ahead.
Okay. It says, finally, the long-awaited release of Minister Patricia Williams' book, The Power of Prayer and Scripture Healing, is here. Crossroads of Life will host the book signing from 1 to 3:30 on that day. We'll have other authors, including Pastor Rebecca and Anthony Simmons. They have a new book on marriage and relationships. And Avalon Brown will be there with their books. Meet the talented recording artist, songwriter Carl Bristol, and others will be there. It's going to be a blessed day. We had such a great time last year. All the different authors have been through the store. They're there, and they chat with people, and during other parts of the day, you can sit and talk with them. My book signing will be from 1 to 3:30. All during the day, and there will be super savings. We're going to really open everything, 50% or more on a lot of items. We have all kinds of things, books, Bibles, gifts. We really make it a blessing day. We're going to have the parking lot. We'll have some little outing kind of things out there in it, and you can come into the store. It's going to be like an open house, we call it, for the Lord, just giving God the honor, the glory that we're still there, because it's only by God's grace and mercy are we still open. We know it's not us, but we thank God for prayers. So that's what we're having, and I'm just so excited that you allowed me to come on with you today.
Well, thank you so much. We are so glad that we could have you on, and we definitely will have, you know, some words about you before May 3rd. We'll constantly promote this event. It's going to be awesome, and congratulations on your new book. That's awesome, and I know it's been a long time coming. I don't know how you got through the story of your husband. I mean, I'm so glad that you can't see me, and I don't have any makeup on, because, wow, what a special man he was, what an awesome man he was. Definitely loved Pastor Williams. You guys were such a blessing to my life. He was a powerful man that could drop some powerful, inspiring, and such anointed and prophetic words on you. I saw him once in the grocery store late at night, and the things he said to me were life-changing. That's the kind of man God you want to run into, if you have to run into one. A true man of God. I loved him and miss him dearly. I know you do. And you're an awesome woman. I've been his wife, his partner, his friend. And for you to carry on the way you're doing, such a testament to a lot of women who are married, and as long as you guys have been married. And so you are truly admired, and we look up to you, woman of God. So, you know, keep on doing what you do. And just, I thank God for you. You know, you're truly an example to a lot of married couples and people who, you know, who may lose their partner, of how you can shit. You are the look for how you should keep going on, because, you know that you have your times and your moments. Nobody would ever know, because you get up, you never shut your store down, you kept going. You have a great spirit, and it just breaks my heart, you know, but I know that God has kept you.
Yes, and
he
knows you.
Yes,
I think
you guys were.
He is my strength. I know you all know he's your strength, and it just, you know, like you say, God prepares us for what situation we have to go through, even though we don't understand it always, and truly we don't desire it, but yet we're just so reminded through what the Lord went through, even just thinking of last week, but you know, his death and how he bore our sins and.
Yes.
What he did. And one thing, God, just in closing, God reminds me of, he doesn't waste pain. Even the pain and suffering we go through, it's not wasted, because he didn't waste it on the cross, and he doesn't allow us to waste it if we walk in him. We can either be better or bitter. And I know that I just wanted to give him the glory, and even though we're going through a challenge, still in business and trying to keep things going, so that's what I encourage entrepreneurs or those who are thinking about it. You look for someone else to encourage that's in business, like our sister, like a minister Lalisa has done through us. And I try to look for people I can encourage who are doing something positive, because we all need that. We need to support each other, ventures. If there's something that we can use, a service that they have, we need to support each other in the Lord.
Amen.
This is what is important,
Amen.
Our legacy going on in our community. Thank you.
Praise. Well, we're going to continue to support Minister Patricia in the Crossroads of Life Christian Bookstore over here in Hillside, New Jersey. We'll tell you more about that and how you can be a part of the awesome work they're doing, and how you can come on May 3rd to that outreach day located at 1567 Maple Avenue in Hillside. I look forward to seeing somebody there. I'll be there. And Minister Pat, if you can, if you don't have to hang up, that's fine. I know you're doing other things. You got to get your store open. But our other guest is on the line, and he's also a powerhouse, somebody that, you know, this is interesting because he does music. And I want to read you a little bit about him. And you have music in your store. So I believe this is a holy hookup. And I just say good morning, because he's been on the line. He's been patient and holding on. He's our doubleheader today, Brother Minister Thurman B. Thornton II. Good morning, sir, and welcome to All About Entrepreneurs.
Good morning. Good morning. It is morning. How are you all?
We're fantastic. And I know you're ready to jump in, but, young Minister Patricia, let me just tell you all and all of our listening audience a little bit about this brother, and then we're going to introduce him to you. But he's been singing since the tender age of 3, and he goes by the name of TB. I think that's TB2, but
yes,
I'm not at right now, TB2 has since matured into a strong vessel that God has placed in this world to minister to souls through song. He's from St. Louis, Missouri. He's sung behind gospel greats such as Dorinda Clark Cole, Percy Beatty, Joshua Troop, Donnie McClurkin. He's opened for Dwayne Woods and Twinkie Clark. In 2011, he released his first single entitled More. And in 2013, he released his debut project entitled The Soul Experience EP, which featured the award-nominated single The Definition of Love, my God, to positive reviews. TB2 is currently in the studio working on his new project entitled The Soundtrack to Life, due for release this year. And the first release from that project is Fresh Start. Well, I know if my friend Minister Pat could hear that, she'd be shouting all over the place. She has a ministry called Fresh Start. Well, that soundtrack was written by TB2 and produced by Venice the Phenom Bryant. Phenomenon Bryant. Fresh Start is a song about starting over. Wow. Wait till she hears this. In every aspect of your life, God just used this song to remind him that starting over is not so bad when you start over with him. All right now, his new single is available on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, Google Play, and all digital retail outlets now. Other accomplishments include he's appeared and performed on the talk show Spotlight with host Sabrina Wisdom Brown. He's opened for national gospel recording artists. He's during the Super Bowl Gospel Fest in Des Moines, Iowa, last February. He's was at the Praise Factor People's Choice. He was an award nominee and finalist in 2013. And so I could go on and on and on, but I want you to go to his website and also go to Minister Patricia's website for Crossroads of Life Christian Bookstore, and you can find out about these individuals who are doing great, fabulous things. But I want to introduce to some and present to others, Brother Thornton. Wow, you did a lot in such a short time. Well, then too, you started at three. So tell us, how does it feel to, you know, have performed with all these great recording artists that are known all over the world, and now you're known all over the world as well? And sure. So how did it to go from where you were to where you are right now?
It is it's a blessing. It is definitely a blessing. I sit in awe a lot of times, and I just really sit back and like, God has done some major things. And the thing about it is that you know, sometimes we forget, sometimes it becomes real to me to realize how unworthy I am, but God sees fit anyway. You know, He gave me this great gift that a lot of times I just misuse in so many different ways in my life. But God gave me so much grace and so much mercy and compassion to stick with me, you know, to allow me to grow up and be able to use it for him, to be able to touch a heart and reach a soul and encourage people, and to sing behind some of the greats, to open up behind some of gospel or some of the world's greatest artists and musicians. It's like crazy to me. It's so crazy to me because I'm a lot more simpler than what people may think. I have a very I'm loud, you know, as far as my personality. I'm loud. I'm crazy, but I love God and I love people and I'm humble and I just like to have fun. And a lot of times that can be misconstrued in a lot of different ways, and there are other people. But the one thing that I have maintained throughout my life is at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, as long as I got God leading me, I'm good. You know, I'm good. And I always say, you know, if I touch one person with something that he allowed me to say, sing, or write, or talk about, then I'm good. I'm effective. I am, you know, a kingdom ministry, if you will, because as long as somebody is being affected and turning their lives over to the Lord with what I do, then I am effective. And I think a lot of times we forget the mission. We forget the main mission sometimes, because sometimes you can get caught up in the hype of what's going on or the benefits of doing what you do. And so I always try to keep a level head. And I keep good people around me that will make sure that I stay level. And so when I have these opportunities to open up in front of great musicians and singers and artists, it's not so much as mesmerizing that I'm doing it. Don't get me wrong, it's a blessing, it's dope. I take pictures and autographs and all that good stuff. But I consider it an honor and a privilege to be able to once again open my mouth and release something into the earth that God has placed into me that will cause change, that will cause breakthrough, that will cause healing, that will cause deliverance. And that's the greatest thing for me.
Awesome, awesome. This is Coach Cassandra. You know I love you, man of God. It is an awesome privilege to be in a service with you. Whether you're doing the service or not, you are so involved, and that's what I love about you, that servant's heart, that from the front door to the back door, that you are making something happen. You are involved. You are hands-on. And when you're not hands-on, you are a worshiper. You know, that's what it's all about. It's about being a worshiper. How do you prepare for your, for your events, say right before it? I mean, I know what you do because I've seen some of your video footage, and I know you are a worshiper, but what are some of the things that you do maybe to tell an aspiring a songwriter or a singer, what are some of the recommendations you would make to them?
Oh, my God. First and foremost.
that was a mouthful, right?
I mean, it is. You know what? It is, but it isn't. Because it's real simple. With me, it's very simple. Pray. It is very important to have a consistent communication line with God, with the Lord, with Jesus, with the Holy Ghost. It is very important to be in a relationship, not so much as the religious aspect. I know I'm going to make somebody mad when I say this, but I really don't care. I really don't, because it's time out for religious, quote-unquote, church formality.
Come on now.
This is why nobody's getting saved. This is why nobody wants to come to the church, because they see it as a facade. Now, the scripture talks about how Jesus is coming back, that the Lord is coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. That church is, that's going to happen. That is going to happen. The problem is that nowadays you don't know what church it is, because my thing is that, and I don't know where I'm going here, but I'm here now, so we might as well talk about it. So the thing about it is that I can't be fake. I can't be fake. What I do is unto the Lord. And yes, this is what I do as a living. This is my career, but this is my ministry. And above anything else, my thing about it is that there is a soul that is at stake. Every time I go out, every time I minister, every time I'm in a service, it's not about me. It's really not. And these are things that I have to tell myself every time, even when all hell is breaking loose in my life, and I still got to go on and sing and minister to somebody, you know, to minister in front of a group of people. I have to remember that at the end of the day, I have a charge to keep. I have. This is what I got to do. I got to do it. So the things that I do, I pray, and even when, because we're human, people need to remember that we're human. However, in remembering that we're human in leadership, that does not give you a license or a pass to continue to act hellishly. That is not a license for you to be nice, nasty. It's not a license for you to have an attitude. It's not a license for you to be ugly. It's not a license for you to act as if you don't care or live recklessly with the gift. And I speak from experience. Let me say, well, let me tell you right now, everything I'm saying, I'm not telling you this because I heard it. I'm telling you this because I've lived it. Now, I generally, for the most part, I've never been a nice, nasty person. Everybody got that part. Everybody has that part in them where they can be nice, nasty, but that's just not my deal because that's above anything else. I don't like to be mean. But see, the confusion that people have in regards to me is that people feel, and this is a lot of people, people feel like if you don't play by their rules, then you're in rebellion. Or they feel
come
like if
now.
You don't if you don't walk the way that they want you to walk, then you're out of order. Well, baby, let me help
all
you
right.
out real quick. I don't play by my rules. I am not a duplicate. I don't fall in with the in crowd. I'm me. And you should be, do
now.
You. Can't nobody beat me being me. I'm an original.
Right.
There will not be another me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so the things that I do in regards to preparation, and this is for any singer, any minister, pastor, you know, it is very important that you keep a consistent, solid, communicating relationship with God. That way, when you go forth, you have to kill your flesh. I fast. You know what I'm saying? We got to do that. I'm old school. You know what I'm saying? You know, you say prayer and fasting. You know, these things apparently are extinct to this new generation. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's biblically correct to that some things come by fasting, some things come by prayer, and some things come by fasting. This is the word. This is the word of God. So my whole deal is that I have to kill Thurman.
Come on
and,
now.
And do what it is to make sure that I cannot go somewhere and not be effective. I can't. It is important to me. You know, winning awards are great. Don't get it twisted. I don't, you know, and I hate when singers, you know, God, especially gospel singers, they put their false humility up and try to pray, well, you know, it really doesn't matter. I'm not going to tell you that lie. I like to win awards because it's a blessing to be able to be acknowledged for the hard work you put in. So
yeah.
I'm not going to front
yeah.
to you and say that I don't like awards. I don't like the sales. I don't like when the money comes in. I'm not going to tell you any of that because that's a lie. I would not put, you know, as much
all
effort
right.
probably into it. I mean, for real, you know, people be walking around here lying. They be straight lying. You know what I'm saying? You don't go into your job just to, you know, you don't go to your 9-to-5 job to, you know, as a service, you know what I'm saying, to not get paid every week or every 2 weeks. You would have an issue if you walked into your job and you know and they told you, you know, we're gonna have you work these 80 hours but we're not gonna pay you. Well,
come on now. Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
That's
keep
not
it
what
real.
You signed up. That's just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? We like money. You know what I'm saying? The scripture says for the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money
come
is the root
now.
Of all evil. It's not money itself is not the root of all evil. The love of it. But watch this. The love of anything over God, the love of anything that is over God is evil.
Come on now.
Thou shalt not have no other gods before me. So if you love TV more than you dedicate your time to TV more than you dedicate your time to God, you're out of order. So saying all of that, to get back to what was originally asked, I pray, I fast, I kill myself, which means I die to my flesh. Because at the end of the day, I don't want anybody to come to an event that I'm at or I'm singing at and leave there saying, oh, he sure sang good, but I felt nothing.
Come on now.
I don't want that.
Hello.
I can't have that.
Hello.
So I have to do certain things. Those are the things that I do. I get in a quiet place. I'm good for that. I'm good for getting in a quiet place. I get in a very quiet place and meditate and pray. And I just, you know, I love on God. You know, it's just, you know,
you brought up a good point, and I'm going to have to go in there with you. For you all that are listening that are up and aspiring, or you could be long-term veterans, you know, it's singing. Those of us that are listening that are spiritual, we can tell when you're off. We can tell when the Spirit of God is not leading the singing. It makes a difference. It's like eating a bland chicken. Yeah, it's a chicken, but when you put some seasonings on that bad boy, okay, you put some love on it, you can tell the difference between a bland chicken with nothing on it and a chicken somebody, you know, put
put some time into that thing and
right.
then put some love on it, put some seasoning on it, okay, put some
right.
prayer on it. You can
Come
tell the difference. So the same thing, you know, in the spirit realm, when someone's singing, you might have a talent, and it can sound good or okay, but there's something missing. There's a quality missing when the Spirit of God is not on that thing. And if I don't know about you, but whatever I do, when I stand before God's people, I put the finger of God on it. Whether I'm on a radio broadcast, a TV cast, it don't matter. Whatever I'm doing, it's as unto the Lord. I don't wait to go to church to get into the mood. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm in the mood when I get up. I'm talking to God. I'm praying. I'm asking God. I'm seeking his face. So, you know, relationship, it's about relationship and whatever the area that God is taking you into. And so I thank you. I applaud you for being a man of God who wants to bring people into the presence of God and not into the presence of Thurman, okay? It's not about you. It's not about me. It's all about Jesus, 24/7. And you aspiring entrepreneurs, that's the big thing. That's the key you need to know. You can have a talent. You can have purpose, gifting, but we want the Spirit of God to lead you. You know, the Bible says if you acknowledge God in all your ways, he will direct your path. We're going to let him do it. This is about him. It's not about us. And so, man of God, thank you for what you're telling us. Now, you got started at a young age. How did you know that this would be your life calling? When did you finally come into that?
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Now, like, you know, as you said, you know, I did start at 3, and, you know, I'm a church baby. But I didn't really come into the acceptance of it, if you will. Or at least take the proper steps in walking in it. 21.
Oh, okay. Wow. Really?
21. Yeah. You know, because it was I sang all the time. You know, like if I come from a singing family, and like I said, we being in church, it was nothing to me. But I think it was when I was in college or whatever. But after I came home from college. And, you know, I started working and all these different things. But I think by the time I got to 21, see, I'm going to keep it real. Because, you know, being a church baby, you know, you've been saved, you know, you done got saved 30,000 times. You know, you done got saved 30,000 times, you know what I'm saying? So, but I think I think that when I turned 21, it became real to where I understood this was my life, and that the only time that I was really happy, especially when it came to singing, the only time that I was really sufficient and comfortable and happy and at my best was when I was singing on a stage with a microphone.
Okay.
That was when I realized that this is what I wanted to do. And so different, you know, steps came in. I was in, you know, here and there, different groups. It got serious as far as a solo career. I've been solo now. I'm 29? I'm 29 now, so I've been solo for the last 4 years. 4 years now.
Okay.
And it has it's been a process. It is a process. And any seasoned veteran out there, and even you know that still, I walk in a place to where I always can learn. And I think that what happened with me was that I've always been the type of person that I'm always willing to learn. You know, and have I always been receptive? No. But who is? You know what I'm saying? Nobody, you know, who is? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes what I always say, you some things come by revelation, some things come by situation. Honey, there was some situation that if I had just got the revelation, I wouldn't have to go through the situation.
All right.
So. But it made me better. It's made me better.
Okay.
So in knowing that, I walk differently. As far as the call is concerned, I respect the call. I always had a respect. Even when I wasn't saved and I was still going to church and still singing and doing all these different things, I always had a respect for God and his house, that if I was doing stuff that was completely just ratchet or just whack and horrible, I'd sit down. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing about it is, because you're not going to strike me down. You know what I'm saying? I never wanted to walk in a place to where, excuse me, I never wanted to walk into a place where that my lifestyle did not match the calm. And if I wasn't ready, I just wasn't doing it. And as much as people may have tried to force it, and, you know, that's why you can try to do whatever you want to do. At the end of the day, I wasn't going to do it until I knew that I was ready, or at least thinking, because I don't think you ever really legitimately are ready. Something God just has to thrust you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In a lot of situations, I was thrusted. You know, but I'm good. I'm good with it because I look at where I am now and where I was then, and I'm so much better.
Praise God. Listen, what can we look forward to? What's coming up next? What can we see next?
My God, the Fresh Start Tour, it started in March in Little Rock, Arkansas. I've been in Little Rock and I've been in Florida and done some dates here in St. Louis. And I've been on a break. I took a 2-week break. I'm actually getting ready to head back out starting next week. I'll be back in Little Rock, Arkansas. The tour was supposed to go into October of this year, and we recently, it just got extended until January of next year. So that is amazing.
Yes, I was going to say, I absolutely watched the Fresh Start video, and let me tell you, when I see it, tell folks how to listen to it, where to go to catch up with you, give us your Facebook address, numbers, let us know how to get in contact with you. Tell us.
Well, most definitely. If you want to book me or bring me to your city, wherever you are, or bring me to your church, it doesn't matter. My booking email is tbiiministriesbookings@gmail.com. You can catch me on Facebook. Just type in the search bar TB, the Roman numeral 2, so TB2, and I'll pull it up. I'll find all my updates. YouTube, type in TB2 or Fresh Start, the Fresh Start documentary. We have that up and going right about now. On Twitter, @TBTII. And the single, Fresh Start, is out now on iTunes, CD Baby, Google Play, Amazon, everywhere. You can just type in your search bar TB2. Fresh Start, and it'll pull up, and we're doing great things in the kingdom. Wonderful.
Thank God. And you know what's coming next. Let me hear you tune a little bit, man of God. You have a little praise song. You can do a little something for the audience.
I can do a little something at 7 or something in the morning. I can do that for you. It's a little song. It's a little song that actually I've been singing a lot lately. On the road, and it just kind of, it was an old song, old, beautiful song, but it kind of can't put me back in a good place. And it just says, Spirit of the living God, on me, Spirit of the God, fall on me, make me, and mold me. Glory. Fill me and use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Ooh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey,
hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Praise God. Would you take the next 60 seconds or so to just pray a prayer over our audience, those aspiring entrepreneurs, maybe long-term veterans in whatever the field, whatever, however God is leading you, man of God. Go ahead.
Yes. To every entrepreneur, business owner, artist, record doctor, anything that is mentioned that you thought about, that you grew up, that you wrote about and you put it away, my prayer this morning is that God fill you with inspiration again. that God encourages your heart and for you to be inspired to go back and do that invention. Go back. Go and finish your schooling. Get up and sing. Get up and minister. Get up and preach. Get up and do whatever God has placed inside of you. I come against every witch and every warlock that wants to come and torment your mind and tell you that you are not able to do it, that you have no ability. The devil is a liar. We cast that demon out and send it back to the pit of hell from which it came. You are good enough. You are able because Christ said, I am able because in Christ, he now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. If you give it to Jesus, he will do it for you. But you got to give it to him all the way. You can't just give it to him and then give him the part that you want him to do and not let him deal with all of you. Let him have all of you. Let him have all of you. Give him all of you and give him your heart, give him your mind. Get around some people that are going to see your vision and grasp what it is that you're trying to do and do what God has called you to do. Be well, man of God. Be well, woman of God. Be strong, young men. Be able, young women. Do what God has called you to do. Be strong, be faithful, be willing, be used, and be available for God at all times. This we all ask in the precious Son of Jesus' name right now. Thank God and amen. Be blessed, people of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I tell you, I can go on in the glory with that right there. And that song, praise God, man of God. That was awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, you said something. I always listen to people when they pray. And you said something that I'm always telling people. Be around people who motivate you, who encourage you, who will make your baby leap. And what I mean by that is there is purpose down on the inside of you. There is a fire, hallelujah, if you connect it to the source, a fire of God down in you. And when you're around someone that believes, you know, like you believe, who is encouraging, motivating, it'll stir your baby. Like Mary was with Elizabeth when they were together. Jesus leaped in her womb, and John leaped in Elizabeth's womb. And when you get around someone that is encouraging, that is on fire for the Lord, let me tell you, oh my God, there is a transference. Hallelujah. And
wow.
Just to say that someone can have an anointing for negativity. Oh my God, stay away from those people. Stay away. And if you have to get off the phone, if they call you, you just have to get off the phone. You just say, I have to go. If you're standing around someone and they're spewing out negativity, dismiss yourself. And they say, well, where are you going? I got to go. That's all you got to say. I got to go, you know. And you do have to go. If someone is putting that kind of thing in the atmosphere and on your spirit, sometimes I'm around people and it feels like someone is dumping dirt around me because they're just dirty in the spirit. You got to know how to remove yourself, how to cut yourself away from someone that is not speaking an encouraging word. You got to do that. You got to protect that baby. Okay? When you are pregnant with purpose, now don't get me to preach. When you are pregnant with purpose, you got to stay away from anybody that is toxic, because that's why feeding your baby a malnutrition, that's like malnutrition to your baby, to your purpose. When you're around someone who is, oh, what makes you think you can do that? Who you think you are? I'm a child of God. You know, I don't have to say
what's
right.
That's it right there.
Come on
right
now,
there.
Come on. Go ahead, help me on that. You're right about that, man of God. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, you got this. You are who you are. Don't you ever let nobody make you feel bad about what God has called you to be. Don't you ever let nobody make you feel bad about the blessing he's bestowing upon you. God didn't bless you to be quiet. He didn't.
Come on.
And folks are walking around here being silent because they are being made shame about what God, they're allowing people, they're allowing man, which is the trick of the enemy, to shame you into talking about what God has done or what God is doing or how he has gifted you. And that is not the will of God. It's not the will of God. You walking around here locked up, walking around on eggshells for man. I come against it right now. Open your mouth and release the sound and power of God. Stop silencing what he has given you before he takes it away from you.
Mm-hmm. And I've run around people who say, well, they always bring up my past. And I just saw something on Facebook yesterday. It said, people only bring up your past when they are intimidated by your presence, by where you're going.
Right.
People don't believe where you're going. Oh, you think you this or you think that. All I can tell you is I'm a child of God. If you see anything beyond that, then that's on you, because I know who I'm representing. Now, folks can get mad because they see the anointing, they see you walking in favor, but I tell folks, don't get mad. You know, I know favor ain't fair, and I know God is favoring me, but if you realize, if you do what I do, like you said earlier, seek his face, pray, get in your word, you're going to be highly favored too. So it's not about me walking in the favor. You can walk in it too, but I can't do what you do. I can only do me. And I do well to do me good enough, okay? I can't worry about trying to do you. You know, and I know people are jealous and they're haters, but you know what? They are just being who they are. That's the, and when I see someone manifest that in my presence, I say, you know, you just being who you really are. You know, if you're going to talk ugly me down to me, you know, all I can tell you is I have a word of encouragement. But if you're putting me down, telling me I think I'm this, I'm this, no, baby, that's what you thinking. That ain't on me. Because I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to love you. I'm not trying to put anybody down, because that's not how I'm wired. I'm wired to encourage. I'm wired to motivate. I'm wired to do the will of the Father. And you got to know who God called you to be. And when people start saying things that are about you that are not true, walk away. Baby, drop the mic and walk away. Isn't that true?
Right.
Isn't that true?
Listen,
we're going to have to start wrapping it up, because I'm going to tell you, Blog Talk, they will cut you off when it's the end of the show. They won't give you a notice. So anyway, we know that there are people spending time out there looking for faults in others. But really, if the truth be told, I should be so busy working on me, I don't have time to see what's wrong with you, for real. You know what I'm saying? For real. If I was
that's for real.
On this, go ahead.
Woman of God, that is for real. That is so true. And you all are just, you know, that's such a powerful message, because people got to get that. You know what? That's why people can get jealous, because really when you think about jealousy, that's when people hate on you and whatnot. It's because they're not doing. That's the only thing. Because when you're doing stuff such as opening and starting bookstores, like our first guest, like our second guest, doing ministry through music, creating CDs and albums and other forms of delivery for his music, concerts and webinars, seminars. When you're doing that, you're too busy. You ain't got time to be hating nobody. You know, but people don't, and you ain't got time to be jealous, because you're so full and so busy with what you got. You know, you in school, you getting your education. I heard the young man say he got his education. I heard the woman, the first guest, say that she worked in a college. You know,
all right.
You all have been busy. I heard both of you talk about how you made God number one in your life, and that made all difference. That's what kept you. You know, so the message that you have brought to us today, both of you, this is probably going to be one of the shows that's going to go down in history on the AAE show. This is, and I keep saying that, you know, God is putting these, we're not putting these shows in the archives. God is, because he's already told us in his word that a time is going to come when we're not going to be around, and there are going to be people who are going to be searching for any morsel of the word that they can get. And I just believe that somehow they're going to find a copy of some of these Blog Talk shows.
Yes.
And they're going to tune in, and they're going to get to know him. So, anyway, I don't want to start, you know, preaching or whatever you call it. But
you know what? I wanted to read one other thing, too. A lot of times when folks are jealous, you know, sometimes that jealousy is stirred because really they're seeing something in someone they want. And what I tell people, you know, if you ever felt jealous, and I have,
I felt jealous. Let me tell you, it's just part of being human. Just like, you know, sometimes you feel unforgiveness. But you can get over it. You can ask God to help you with it. And sometimes we're waiting on someone to give us permission to do what God has already done. You know, if he stirred you to jealousy and you feel like, well, you know, I can do that, well, go ahead and do it. Nobody's stopping you. You feel like you want to be on radio. Come on. There's plenty of enough room for all of us. Like, there's always another room for another church, another liquor store. You know what I'm saying? Don't go hate. Just go ahead and celebrate. You do it. You know, nobody, if you ask the man of God, he'd probably help you. He'd probably give you some pointers. We would be happy. We're coaches, life coaches, as well as Christians in ministry. Prophet is Lalisa, and I'm a evangelist and prophetess. But if you ask, we will help you. I ain't trying to hold back on nobody. And I know Coach Lalisa is, and she is a giving, loving woman of God. I mean, she embraced me to come on this broadcast with her. So it's about embracing people, helping people. That's what we're here for. That's what it's all about, helping somebody do the next thing and the next thing. So stop waiting on somebody to give you permission to do what God has already appointed you to do. God wants you to do it. If he puts that desire, if you feel like a little stir of jealousy or envy, maybe it's because that gifting is in you and somehow you want to express it and you have it. So sometimes you make me feel tinges of jealousy. But just go ahead and do what you've been called to do. It's all good. It's all good.
I like that what you said, Coach Cassandra, because the thing is, if you don't know how to do it, just ask. The Word of God says we have not because we ask not. You may not know who to ask. Just ask the earth. Ask the air. Just ask the universe. Of course, you ask God because we know he created all of that. So just ask. You can just ask. And you like Coach Cassandra said, we're very approachable women. So you can inbox any one of us and say, how do you do this? And we're going to be showing you some things through the webinar. We know we were going to do the webinar. We had to move the date back because we needed more time to really get the word out there. But the webinar, that's where we're going to teach you some of these things that you need to know how to do. You know, the teleshow coming up on Tuesday. You want to know how to run for office? You want to know how to work for a United States congressperson? You want to know how to travel and be an advocate and a diplomat all over the world? You want to know how to write a book? You want to know how to teach a college course? What else are our guests coming on? You want to know how to start your own
nonprofit?
You want to know how to
start? Yes, number one in the country. One of the number one top people. Steve
number one
Farber.
In the country.
Donnell Hoffman. We've got to share that with people. We are having an empowerment show next Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. Yes, check out our Facebook page, Cassandra McKissack or Coach Lalisa. We have a flyer going around, and everyone, please share the flyer. Someone may need this motivational word. If there is no cost, we are coming to you in the name of love to empower and motivate you. So get on board. We want to help you. Isn't that right, Coach? Yes, we want to assist you.
Absolutely. We got the number one powerful people in this country coming on, Steve Farber, Donye Hoffman, Michael Gray. Oh, my God. This man has lunch with President O'Biden and Vice President O'Biden, and he's walking through the White House where your president and my president is. Listen, we got some people that are willing. When we reached out to these people and asked them to come on, and then in May, I think we got some more powerful people. We'll tell you about that after April. Let's get through April first. But I'm telling you, you ain't seen yet. You know, Coach Cassandra, that's how I got back to college. Well, I had been a high school dropout, and I was looking at these people, and I was like, shoot, who are they to have degrees? I wish I had one of them. And I kept saying that every day. I would come to work mad as I don't know what. Who are they to have a degree? Look at them. And the Holy Spirit said, well, go back to school and get you one.
All right. That's it.
And I was like, you're kidding, Lord. He was like, well, you're talking about the day God was, so go do it. And I went.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
wanted. I went. And I've been going ever since. I've been in school ever since. That was 1990.
I've been in school.
And let me encourage you, folks. Yes, let me encourage you, just show up. I got registered in college. I didn't even think I was smart enough to complete a college course. I had such low self-esteem, but something in me, just like you said, Coach, something in me kept motivating me, driving me. The Holy Spirit was moving on me even when I wasn't saved to go to college, go to college. I took a college course just to take one. I was amazed. My first semester, I made the dean's list. I didn't even think I was that smart, Coach. Did you hear me? And I kept taking the class, kept taking the class, till I got an associate's. And I couldn't believe they gave me an associate's. Oh, my God. And then it gave me enough courage to go for the bachelor's. And then I got the bachelor's, and it was like, oh, my God, they gave me a bachelor's. I'm going to go for the master's. Started the master's and finished. Started the doctorate. Haven't finished that, but I'm telling you, you will be amazed at where God will take you. Use that jealousy and fuel it. Let that frustration be fueled to do something positive in the earth today. You can do it. You can make it. That's our message of hope to you. Yes, you can. Isn't that right, Coach? You can do it.
You can.
Oh, my
you can
God.
Make You can make it, and you will make it. And like the man of God was singing, he said, Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. That's right. He's falling fresh on you to empower you. See, the Holy Spirit empowers. He leads. He guides. He directs. He speaks. He talks. Listen, he's doing a work. All you got to do is ask him, what should I say? You got the job interview? Don't go on that job interview without the Holy Spirit. Tell the Holy Spirit. You can practice all you want, and that's great. But you let that Holy Spirit direct your words out your mouth, because the Holy Spirit knows what the interviewer wants to hear. You going in a bank to get a loan for your house or for your business? Don't go into that meeting alone. That's what Minister Pat said. Don't start no business without God. Listen, you need the Holy Spirit to be that banker for you. You're just sitting there. Your mouth is moving, but those words coming out are the Holy Spirit's word. Plus, you need that Holy Spirit to move on that person's heart. That person could be tough as nails, but when the Holy Spirit gets through with that person's heart, they're going to be saying yes to you. They're going to fall in love with you and leave. When you leave, they're going to be like, I don't even know why I said yes to that person.
I love it.
That's what happens when you go for whatever you're going for. You let the Holy Spirit, you got a meeting with your supervisor about a promotion or a business partner, or you got to go talk to the bank about a loan for your business or what have you. Get that business started. Don't worry about it failing. See, what you focus on, you make big. If you focus on failing, guess what you're going to do? You're going to fail.
All right.
You focus on, you make big. And the bigger it becomes, it's going to take you over. No, don't focus on that. Focus on succeeding. Because what you focus on, you make big. So the more you focus on success, the more success you're going to get. I'm a living witness. I have studied that. There is data. There's proof. There's research evidence that proves it, and all the research findings can be summed up in 66 books. Okay, all the research findings. You ain't got to go to the library. You can go to Crossroads Christian Bookstore and get you one called the BIBLE. All the research findings on success, economic success. Any kind of, it's all, wait a minute, Joshua 1 and 8. God told Joshua, I'm giving you the gospel of success. It's all right there.
All right. Yes. You know, we got to go, and I think we lose our guest. Hello? Are we gone? Hello?
No, I'm here.
Okay. I didn't know if this sermon was still on. We got to going, and we get up on a tangent, man of God, and we get to going. So we definitely want to thank our guests for coming on today.
And bless you, man of God. He might have already left. I don't know. But we get to enjoy this word. We get to go on, man of God. But you can catch with him on Facebook, Thurman B. Thornton, or TB2, as he likes to be called, and find out more about what he's doing. Are you gone, man of God? We just wanted to give you a chance to say goodbye if you didn't say goodbye, but we thoroughly enjoyed the man of God.
Yes, we enjoyed everything. And we'll see you back tomorrow for another exciting show. Coach Cassandra, we have 2 seconds left. Tell everybody what kind of day to have.
Have a super califragilistic expialidocious day, baby! Yeah! Thanks, Coach. You have an awesome day. Bless. We love you. We're praying for you. Inbox us. Don't forget, hashtag AAE show. Any comments, questions, we'll be happy to be back in contact with you. Have a blessed day. You have an awesome day, Coach.
Thank you. You too, Coach Cassandra. That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And then